Welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 149. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 149. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how, as the walking leader, you must make your followers step up even if it hurts. That's right. That's right. They've got to step up. And what is stepping up or stepping it up or step up? Well, in the UrbanDictionary.com defines step it up as when someone, quote, as when someone is doing something particularly poor and needs to raise it up a level, end quote. And I say, when someone is doing something particularly poor or at most a mediocre level and needs to raise it up a level or two or more. Move yourself up a notch. Step up your game. That's what I'm talking about. That's what stepping it up is all about. So stepping up is a motivational phrase used to motivate not just yourself, but others when you can see yourself not performing up to the standard or expectation, or in case you are already performing to the standard, but you know you can do a bit more, then step it up. And that's what I'm talking about, because we are talking about motivation and motivating yourself and motivating others and making them, you know, and yourself step up, even though it may hurt. The hurt is a metaphor for the uncomfortable, the stepping up, the uncomfortable part of stepping up and out of your comfort and getting out of your comfort zone. So why do you need to step it up? Well, folks, it's real simple. And I'll tell you why. As a leader, you lead by example. And because what you do is the only thing that people will see and remember and hold over you the moment you fail to lead by example, that is why you should be stepping up your game. You should be stepping up your game constantly, continually, perpetually. You're in a constant state of stepping it up, and you have to step it up, because constantly stepping it up is the only concern you should have. And the only thing that others can hold over you. Now imagine hearing their jealous voices. And I'm not advocating, you know, that people, you need to make people jealous, but the people are people. And those that don't have that motivation, that don't have the leaders that will motivate them, they'll see it. And they mention your ability to constantly be challenging yourself and your team. And that's who benefits, your team. And they're going to want to be a part of that team. They're going to do everything they can to be on board, or they're going to do everything they can to knock it down. And the being on board, well, that's your fault. The knocking it down, that's not your fault, because you're doing the best you can for yourself and your team comes first, and you come first, then the organization. Because if you and yourself are working at peak, constant improvement, performance, then guess what? Everybody else is now going to be challenged, and they're going to have to step it up, whether they like it or not. And typically, well, I'll get into it in a second. So how do you step up? How do you step it up? How do you raise to the next level? Well, you have to already have a certain level of self-awareness before you can honestly and genuinely recognize that you are not playing at your fullest potential, to your fullest potential. You're not there. And you have to be self-aware of who you are, honestly and genuinely. Now, there's people out there who say, well, I'm self-aware of myself, and I'm self-aware of this, I'm self-aware of that, but then are totally clueless as to why they're not being recognized. They're totally clueless as to why they're not being given the opportunities. They are totally clueless as to why they can't get from point A to point B like everyone else around them has. That level of self-awareness, it could just be a front. And it probably is for those that just don't understand it. Those that are just, or I'll get by, or it's owed because I'm part of this group. I identify as this. Or no, nothing is owed to you just because you're a part of a group or you identify as something. No, you're not. You still have to step it up every single day. You still have to show up and be accomplished every single day. You have to show your responsibility, not just to the team, not just to the organization, not just to those that hired you, but to yourself. And that's where the problem is. A lot of people, their self-awareness stops at that point. Well, I'm this. I've accomplished that. Yes, I get that. Congratulations, kudos to you. But are you constantly improving yourself? You know, are you showing up to that interview in a mohawk with three different shades of red in your hair, and you want a top job, top position in a bank, it's not going to work. Sure, you might have the education. Sure, you might have the skills. But are you projecting the full potential, the confidence that comes with being working in a bank that the external stakeholders want to see? If you're not, you're not going to get the job. It's just that simple. Because, again, you don't have that self-awareness. So be self-aware. And because you lead by examples, and because you lead by example, sorry about that, because you lead by example, and you have a certain level of self-awareness that you can honestly and genuinely recognize that you're not playing to your fullest potential, then most certainly those that follow you, because you lead by example and that's all that they see, then you can rest assured that others are not living, working, being, and operating to their fullest potential. It's a given. It's a given. Now, of course, you're going to have some of those outliers that are going to be the exception to the rule. And yes, they're working way beyond. And so they set the standard. But those that are not working, living, being, and operating to their fullest potential, well, guess what? They have become comfortable. They have achieved a level of comfort in their comfort zone. They have become complacent. They have become mediocre. And you have become, when you have become comfortable and complacent and mediocre, and you don't see it because you don't have that self-awareness, well, guess what? That is a deadly combination for any leader, any follower, any team, any group. And most of all, it is the deadliest combination for any organization. And why is that? Because so many businesses and leaders have failed because they have allowed comfort, complacency, and mediocrity to creep in and settle into every nerve and fiber of the organization and the teams, individuals of that organization. They're just, you've heard that term. They're here to collect a paycheck. Those are the ones that are comfortable. Those are the ones that are complacent. Those are the ones that are mediocre. Those are the ones that are not living, working, being, and operating at their fullest potential. You as a leader need to identify those people. See, as the walking leader, you are tasked with ensuring that this does not happen to you, your team, your organization. It does not matter where you are on the corporate ladder. What does matter is that as a leader, you are tasked to do what you can to help keep the company and all its stakeholders from folding, from failing, from not achieving their fullest potential. And folks, that is why motivation is at the top. That's why motivation is king. That's why inspiration is king. And that's why leaders lead by example. Because if they're living and leading by example, the motivation just follows. It follows. That is why you must do what you can to inspire and motivate them. That is why, as the walking leader, you must lead by example and show them firsthand that they can step it up. That, yes, they can reach a higher level of performance, output, production, and, of course, success. When you and your team and everyone around you can break out of complacency, mediocrity, and most of all, out of their comfort zone, that's where, and unfortunately, that's where the pain is. That's where the hurt happens, because it is difficult. It hurts people sometimes just to break out of the complacency, out of the mediocrity, and most of all, step out of their comfort zone. It really hurts. But once they do that and they get moving and their joints get moving and get loosened up and they're up and running, they're starting to expect that and they start to believe in it and they start to realize it and then their results start to show. Then they understand that stepping up means becoming and ultimately being a better human being than they were yesterday. Not an employee. I'm talking a better human being, because yes, it does permeate across all sectors of life. Remember what I said earlier about those that are not operating, being, working, living to their fullest potential. Because if they can get out of their comfort zone in one spot, it's easier for them to get out of it in others. And again, you're still going to run into some individuals that are just there to collect the paycheck. Folks, you need to do something about those individuals, because they become the poison. They become the poison. If all they're there to do is just to collect the paycheck and not step it up, if they're not there to bring a little bit more to the company buffet than what they take away, then guess what? It's time to do something about them. And that's where the pain is. That's where the hurt happens, because then you start affecting their pocketbook. You start affecting their bank account. You start affecting their livelihood. you start affecting their personal life. And trust me, folks, I've said it before on this show. When somebody says it's business, not personal, bullshit, shenanigans, nonsense, BS. If it's business, it is personal. Because in business, that's how you make the money to put food on the table, to feed your family, to pay the bills, to pay for the roof over your head. Guess what? Put gas in the car. Guess what? It is personal. So if it's business, it's personal. Realize that and understand it and make them understand it too. That's why they need to be inspired. That's why they need to be motivated. And that's why you cannot give them any quarter when it comes to leading by example. Meaning you have to be stepping it up all the time. Because that's the first thing they're going to hold you accountable to is the moment you don't. And yet you want them to be. Don't be a do as I say, not as I do person. No, that doesn't work. That's bad manager right there. You're a leader. Be the leader. But how? Well, real simple. We've talked about this countless times before in past episodes. You make and set achievable goals. That's it. It's all about goal setting. Goals are part of everything you do. See, the goals that you set are the plans you are actively working to achieve. That's all they are. Right? And plans without a goal are just dreams. Remember that? You've heard that saying before. Well, goals are the plans you are actively working to achieve. And the goals are you actually leading by example. That's it. Leading by example equals actively working on your goals. And then you can ask others to do the things you cannot do, to do the things you can do, but to emulate. And the things you can't physically do, what about those? What about those that you cannot physically do? Or that you don't have a license to do or to perform? What about those? Then you ask them and you're there to guide them and to assist them. But if you cannot perform what you're asking them to do because of some binding restriction, physical, certification, education, something, you know, you're not going to just step up, you know, you're the director of operations, but you're running a hospital, you're director of operations for a hospital, but you're not board certified surgeon. And yet you're asking them to do surgery. Well, guess what? You can still be there to be moral support. Be present all the way from the beginning to the end and let them know that you're there for them from the beginning to the end. And do that because that's the only way they're going to break out of their complacency, get out of mediocrity and way step out of their comfort zone. It's going to hurt. It's meant to hurt because they got themselves into it. They settled down into the nice cushy chair and now it's time to step it up. And if they don't like it, again, folks, as the leader, you need to figure out what to do. You need to figure out what to do. Do you lead them? Do you excuse them? Do you set them aside or you just ignore them? You can't do any of those as a leader. You need to be proactive. Even if they don't want to be proactive, you still have to be proactive and figure out what's best for you, what's best for your team, what's best for the organization. Seriously. Because if they don't want to be there and all they want to do is collect a paycheck and everybody else is working just that much more, picking up their slack too, how is that fair to everybody else? I understand. You have to treat everybody unique. You have to treat everybody uniquely. You have to treat everybody different. But again, it's called an organization. It's called a team. It's called a group. It's called, that's right, a collective. And sometimes in a collective, even in bees and beehives, they'll kick out the ones that aren't performing. They'll kick out the ones that are weak. It happens. It's just part of nature. It's part of life. If you're not living, working, being, and performing and operating to your fullest potential, there's no business for you to be there. So, as a leader, be a mentor, be a guide, and most of all, be the walking leader. Everyone, you've been listening to episode 149. As the walking leader, you must make your followers step up, even if it hurts. I do invite you to email me, dave@daveguerra.com, and reach out to me on Twitter, @DaveGuerra, all one word. Also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. I thank you for downloading. I thank you for subscribing. I thank you for your time. I thank you again for listening to episode 149. Next time, join me for episode 150. That's right, 150. And I'll be talking about as the walking leader. You must be the leader that makes them leaders. So until then, take care and remember to always go beyond the grind, go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Take care.